Oh, it is 93.7 WBEI. Rich Certainly, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. You can call us at 617-779-7937. You know what? The Red Sox saved our summer. They really did. It was looking bad, bad, bad for a while, and the last couple of weeks have been just fun as hell. And
Rich, do we care? Is that are we satisfied, or is it like now that they made our summer? Do we anything else is gravy, or do we now do we hold them to a higher standard now moving forward?
I like that question. I do, because I think that right now you have to hold Craig Breslow to a higher standard on what he's going to do here at the trade deadline. I don't think there's any question. You gotta go get it, baby. You gotta make a move that is worthy of what this team did for you over the last several weeks. They pulled themselves out of the absolute trash and gave you a show and they sent a message that you need to believe in this team. They have gotten out there and had every reason to quit, and now invest in them. Because they're right now, they're a team that is in the playoffs, and my belief has always been that if you are a team at the trade deadline that is in the playoffs, has a definite need for something, and you're not fooling yourself that they can do something and potentially make it to the World Series, then you have to invest. You absolutely have to invest. Mm-hmm. It's a simple equation. Go in. And who are you saying this today, Ken, that there was a report that there are several different positions that they are looking at right
now? Yeah, so two reports, one new one from Rosenthal, which we can get to, but Mark Feinstein from MLB said they're in the market for a right-handed hitting catcher, a middle infield slash DH, so one or the other, and a high relief pitcher, high leverage relief pitcher.
I love all three of them, maybe even in that order. Actually, no, I would put the DH first, I think. They need a big bat, obviously. Who is it? Left-handed catcher? Was that the first?
No, right-handed catcher. So they've been
right-handed catcher. Okay.
Hunter Goodman of Colorado has been a name that's thrown out there a lot. They're an obvious seller. He's got 31 homers. Actually, he's hit more homers away from Coors Field, shockingly.
It's ironic. Yeah,
18 of them, and he's hitting .282 on the road. So he's a younger guy, so maybe that's one. But Rosenthal just posted this at The Athletic, and just read the start of it. Picture Zach Neto in a Boston Red Sox uniform. The idea, at least from the Red Sox perspective, is not far-fetched. After expressing interest in the L.A. Angels shortstop last offseason, they continue to view him as a strong fit, according to people briefed on their discussions, but granted anonymity to speak freely.
The Red Sox have a shortstop on the roster that's making $25 million. Now, he's hurt right now, mm-hmm. but is that what am I missing there?
I think they would ship him out. I guess you could move him to second, you know, because that's where he started with the Bogarts overlap. But
that makes more sense.
I'm sure they would love to dump his contract somewhere. Yeah, but they would have to probably package it with prospects to do it. So, yeah.
And the Red Sox possess all the assets to make a deal here. It's not like their cupboard is bare. They got guys to deal,
including Roman. Rich, would you trade Roman Anthony right now? I think that's going to be the one where I don't know if they would need him to get Zach Neto. Hopefully not. But like, if you're going to be really big fish hunting, big game hunting, mm-hmm. I guess you need to consider. I'm sure people would ask for Roman anyway.
Man, you know, emotionally right now, you would say yes, because obviously he's been kind of a weird story this season. They've done all this without him. It seemed like for punitive reasons, they sent him down to Florida. He's been a huge distraction, I think, for this team. So, yeah, not really thinking about it. You know, the emotional part of me is like, yeah, trade him to bring somebody in, but just think about what this guy was supposed to be at the beginning of the season.
Exactly.
Like, he was the face of this franchise. And I don't know whether or not he's just going through a bad time, and he's legitimately hurt, and it's killing him, and he can't wait to get back. And once he does, oh, my God, this team has immediately hit the NOSPN, and this is exactly what you've needed. It just seems like it wouldn't be a wise move unless you really got something of value to give up on Roman Anthony this soon.
Yeah. And by the way, you heard Chad Tracy tell the morning show he's staying at the Homewood Suites in Fort Myers, so they're putting it up at excellent accommodations. I thought it was interesting that they named the particular establishment, you know, like, hey, here's proof. We sent him there. He's at a hotel. It's not five-star.
If I'm Roman, I'm changing my name to, you know, something else, man. I'm not using my real name.
But it's like they're punishing him, you know. They're putting his business out there for everybody
to
hear.
That's true.
Yep. But during this whole run, we've talked about how, you know, you give Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow a little bit of credit. Those guys have faced the press, and they've taken the bullets, and it got kind of depressing to listen to for a while, but I remember for a while I had no sympathy towards them because they were very cocky while their team sucked. They were being very, like, that was the, oh, well, I guess Dr. Greg Hill and right. Sam Kennedy, like, mocking his whole true sources about Roman Anthony's hand. And but then they changed their tune. And at that from that point on, I gave him a little bit of respect. Like, they are being realists. They know this sucks. They know the team's not very good. And when he said he might have to pivot, I was like, all right, well, at least they don't think we're idiots. Now, Breslow has said a couple things that made me think that he thought we were idiots, like Roman Anthony not having room for him in the training. That thing is that's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard any general manager say. But they have every reason to be happy about this run, and they have every reason to spike the football if things turn out well for this team. One guy who has been missing is this gentleman who just happened to like poke his head out of the hole once the team was winning. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I know, Ken, you're on top of all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I have not seen him speak while the team was in the crapper, right? Like, this is like one of the first times he's spoken this season, right?
Well, Tom Werner speaks a lot more frequently than John does. Like, he's been on, I've talked to him before on air, and he's come on with us usually before every season, and he did the full throttle thing, infamously. So he's out there some, but I think I have to admit I have not heard him to this point. This is the first time I've heard him this season.
Okay, so Stiz, if you got the clip, this is him 2 days ago, I think, right when they were about to set tie the record.
Right.
Let's take a listen.
How much fun are you having?
So much fun. Listen, winning matters, and we had a pretty scratchy beginning of the season, but we always believed that this team was a playoff contender, and it's just nice. Obviously, we've dealt with some injuries, but everybody has injuries, and I see the team is playing up to its potential right now. I mean, we always knew we had a very strong pitching staff.
Go away!
Both starters and our bullpen.
No, he's talking. This is what you wanted. You wanted the owner to speak. I mean, come on now.
No, I wanted the owner to take accountability. I wanted him to speak when things are going bad. I want him to speak when Alex Cora was traded. This is a guy who's coming out, like, all of a sudden, you know what it is? It's like you dumped a girl. And all of a sudden she went and got hot. Like, she just got like all sorts of, like, you know, she grew her hair out, her skin cleared up, she got implants, and all of a sudden you're coming out, it's like, oh, I loved you the entire time. You were always beautiful. Hey, you went with me.
He probably was traveling. It was shoulder season. These guys like to go to Europe.
Pitching. He didn't say the team. He just said, you know, the pitching has been really good. You know, are we always knew we had good pitching, which
do.
Is kind of true, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. That's right.
Did he start a cheer by any chance?
Let's go, Red.
It's a magical day for us, the end of a remarkable season, and I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go, Red Sox! Let's go, Red Sox! Let's go, Red Sox!
I don't think.
Go, Red Sox!
That last one's the best.
Larry, how gratifying is this for you?
The silence. I didn't mean to laugh at the silence.
Oh, the last. Sorry, I stepped on it.
But after Lucchino, she's like, oh, Red Sox.
It's oh, like, Red Sox.
Listen.
Larry, how gratifying is this for you?
That may be the best clip that's ever been clipped.
They're sensitive when that's played. I can tell you that. They don't like that one.
Sure. Oh, really?
No, yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't definitely, whatever you do, Stiz, do not play that one more time.
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Go, Red Sox.
Nobody's saying anything.
Larry, how gratifying is this for you?
It's so good.
I haven't heard the extended cut in a while. That's great job.
The extended cut's the best part.
Yeah, that's excellent.
It's just like, oh, Red Sox. And it's like, I mean, it's almost like an episode of The Office. You can hear like a cricket, I think.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, other than those comments from Tom, I feel like everyone else is kind of got it in perspective. No one's really going over their skis and saying, you know, we told you so. And I like that. I like that it feels as if they're keeping it all in perspective. Maybe, you know, Tom Werner's comments aside, everyone else seems to kind of get it.
Well, Durant kind of did, right? He was like, I told you, man.
A little bit.
Durant actually did say that stuff back then. Like, I think that Durant, you know, whether or not it was false confidence back in the day, he also deserves to peacock a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
He's been saying that.
You're right.
I'm not going to crush him. The Werner thing just drove me crazy because it's like, dude, now that they're about to set the record, you show up and you talk to the media. Mm-hmm. No, you get no candy from us, sir. Mm-hmm. You get no kind of praise. Breslow, you do that little wild and crazy guy dance. You do that because mm-hmm. you've earned it. And I can't believe we'll see the trade deadline. But man, there's going to be a lot of people like me who are going to look back and go, we could not have been more wrong. Could not have been more wrong. So good on them.
And by the way, now there are multiple. Remember how we heard the clips from Breslow and it was like, is he really going to make a trade? He was very lukewarm. But we've had Passan, Feinsand, and now Rosenthal, three big names in the reporting world, say they're aggressive, interested in big name, big swing. Like, so now the pressure's on. You better deliver.
And we were saying the same things this time last year.
I guess.
It was a fait accompli.
It's true. And you know what, Ted? My biggest fear is that they are going to do next to nothing, make like a half measure, and they're going to say, well, it's because we believe our injured players are going to be coming back soon, and that's going to be essentially like making a trade.
See, I think there's part of them that feels like they could make that argument, you know, because you got Trevor Story, Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. Those guys are, Garrett Crochet are maybe some of those guys are coming back. And they're going to say, look how good we are without those guys, and they're coming back. So we don't need to add. We got guys that we believe in that are going to come back from being injured.
You are taking a massive chance if you do that because, Roman Anthony, who knows what's going on there? It doesn't look at all like Garrett Crochet is coming back anytime soon. Yeah. Garrett Crochet, out of all of them, is the one that scares me. I mean, he could be out. He's most likely going to be out all season from the stuff we're hearing. I mean, that's not a definite, but, look where he is now. He's nowhere near getting ready to come back.
Is it worth it? He pitched twice as much last year as he ever pitched, more than that. And now he's missing all of this year. So it's kind of,
You got to consider it, Ted. That's a great point. Yeah. You got to consider whether that was part of the reason.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting. All I know is I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for Craig Breslow because I do believe that they are inspired now. I would like to think that they truly appreciate what they just saw and what this team just gave them. Because don't let these guys down. They just busted their ass to get where they are.
Right.
Because that was a crap hole they were in, and they got themselves out of it. 617-779-7937. I got a Patriots question for you, Teddy J, as we're about to start camp next week. We'll get to that right after this.